Policy title: Safeguarding. Policy number: 5. Date authored: July 23, 2024. Next review: July 22, 2025. Reference: A. Devon County Council. Safeguarding adults at risk of abuse or neglect. B. Devon Safeguarding Children Partnership. 1. This policy will be concerned with matters relating to both adult and children safeguarding. 2. The CEO, Mr. R. Toon, is nominated as the safeguarding lead. They are responsible for safeguarding policy for EXE ear care. They are to be informed of any multi-agency referral forms, MARF, sent from EXE ear care employees. 3. Due to the type of healthcare services provided, it is most likely that EXE ear care clinicians will have the majority of consultations with elderly patients. However, there are occasions where younger adults, and even children will benefit from our services. It is important to have clearly defined actions understood to identify and refer clients in need. Adult safeguarding. 4. EXE ear care employees have a responsibility to highlight adults who may be at risk, or neglect, or abuse. Devon County Council, DCC, the local authority, provide examples of where adults may be at risk, if they are a person who: A. is old and frail due to ill health, physical disability, or cognitive impairment. B. has a learning disability. C. has a physical disability, or a sensory impairment, or both. D. has mental health needs including dementia, or a personality disorder. E. has a long-term illness, or condition. F. misuses substances or alcohol. G. is a carer, such as a family member, or a friend who provides assistance and care to adults, and is subject to abuse. H. is unable to demonstrate the capacity to make a decision, and is in need of care and support. 5. Where the clinician suspects that an adult is being abused or neglected, this suspicion is to be reported to DCC by the following means. A. Telephone Adult Social Care, for Exeter and East Devon, call 01392-381206. For South and West Devon, call 01392-381211. For Torbay, call 01803-219888. B. Email completed safeguarding adult concern form to safeguarding.alertsdct@nhs.net. For patients in Torbay, adult c.safeguardingadultservices-mailbox@devon.gov.uk, all other areas. 6. If concerned that a crime has been committed, or a service user is at immediate risk, 999 must be called. Child safeguarding. 7. A referral is to be made to the local authority designated officer, LADO, if an EXE ear care clinician is concerned that a person who works with children has either: A. behaved in a way that has harmed or may have harmed a child. B. possibly committed a criminal offense against children, or related to a child. C. behaved towards a child or children in a way that may indicate that they may pose a risk of harm to children. D. behaved or may have behaved in a way that indicates that they may not be suitable to work with children. Referrals are to be made using the web form within one day of the concern. 8. Where the clinician suspects that a child is being abused or neglected, this suspicion is to be reported to Devon Safeguarding Children Partnership by the following means. A. If an urgent response is required, call 03451551071. B. Also, submit a request for support form. Consent. 9. Prior to submitting a referral, it is best practice that concerns should be discussed with service users, their parents/carers. You should not seek consent if to do so would likely increase the risk of harm. If not seeking consent, this decision will need to be rationalized in the referral. Summary. 10. All safeguarding observations/interventions are to be included in the clinical record. 11. The primary focus is always safety. If any ambiguity exists, discuss with the professionals listed within this policy. Review. 12. This policy is to be reviewed annually as per the date in the header. It may be appropriate to review sooner if there is significant change in regulation. Authority. 13. This policy was written today, July 23, 2024, and is enacted with immediate effect. All directors and employees of EXE Ear Care are to follow the guidance and direction within. R.J. Toon, CEO.